Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League and their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. I am Tom Barton, TomBartonSports.com, Tom Barton Sports over on Twitter, Tom Barton Sports over on YouTube. I could use all the support that I could get over there. Subscribe, like everything else. We talk about all kinds of sports, not just the Ivy Leagues, but what a week in the Ivy Leagues we had. Harvard failed their road test, but the scoring has just been ridiculous. We are going on to 2 weeks in a row here where the scoring is out of control in the Ivy Leagues. The offenses are really flexing their muscles. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, what conference am I looking at here? The offenses in the Ivy Leagues are what's driving it? We haven't seen that happen for years. So we'll take a look back at what has gone on in the Ivy Leagues, who's stepping up, and then we'll look forward at the week to come. So we'll start it off right away. I mentioned Harvard failed their road test. Look, we thought Harvard could get back into this thing. They had a great game where their offense actually led the game and led the day last week against Cornell up in Cambridge. Harvard looked like they were turning a corner. Yeah, they could play good defense, but they showed they could play some offense. Not happening. Not in Penn, not in Philadelphia, not in the situation. Look, Ledlam did what he always does, put up 21 points and 6 rebounds. Dingle, 27 points, outdid him. Penn absolutely blew the doors off of Harvard. They scored 50 in the first half, en route to an 83-68 win. That was a game that was a pretty tight contest, according to people that were, quote-unquote, in the know. Everybody assumed Harvard had turned the corner. Everybody assumed Harvard could stay within the number. Now we look at Harvard and their great defense getting blown out defensively 2 games in a row. I know it's an up-and-down pace against Cornell, but you cannot like what you saw in Harvard's defense against Cornell. And then coming back against Penn, it was the same kind of game plan, except Harvard can't play those up and down, let's run it on the court all day long. They fall to 3-4 in the Ivy, tied with Penn 3-4 in the Ivies. Dartmouth beats up on Columbia. They put up 83. Columbia hangs in there for a little while, but in a big second half where Dartmouth put up 50 in the half. You'll see that as a continuing trend this weekend. Dartmouth put up 50 in the half. They win 83-73 at 41-point explosion by Dartmouth at a Kellum. Massive, massive game. 41 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks. He looked like the best player in the country against a bad Columbia team. Columbia goes to 1-6 in the Ivy. And Dartmouth, now they get themselves back into this thing. Well, everybody's looking at Penn and Harvard and wondering if they were going to kind of steal that final spot. Dartmouth goes to 4-3, and they're saying, no, we're the fourth team here, and it is a real battle now to see who's that fourth team is going to be. Dartmouth looking good. Look, they're only 8-13 on the year, but 4-3 in the Ivies, beating up on Columbia. That was pretty impressive. Cornell did what Cornell does. That means put up 47 points in the second half of a game that they are actually losing to Brown. I told you Brown is a tough team, a tough out, but Cornell does win 80-73. They put up 80. Cornell continues to keep rolling on. They're now 5-2 in the Ivies. Brown falls to 3-4 in that race for that number four is now where Brown, Penn, and Harvard are all at 3-4, chasing Dartmouth at 4-3. And then we go to the big matchup between Yale and Princeton. Princeton wanted to prove that they were the best team in this conference. Princeton wanted to take that stranglehold after Cornell had a bad weekend last weekend. Cornell went on the road last week, couldn't get past Harvard, and they opened up the door for Princeton to say, hey, we're the best team in the conference. Now, Princeton had to go on the road against Yale, who's trying to get themselves back into this thing, and they could not do it. No, Princeton loses to Yale. Yale puts up 52 points. Points in the second half. Noling, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 52 second half points. Look, this game was 36-35 at the half in favor of Princeton. Yale wins 87-65, absolutely exploded. And that's one of the questions that you have about Princeton, who now goes to 5-2. So Cornell and Princeton are 5-2 in the Ivies. Yale and Dartmouth are 4-3, leaving Brown, Harvard, and Penn on the outside looking in. That was one of the questions that you had about Princeton. Could their defense continuously hold up? They look good in the first half, but even still, I mean, you know, you're giving up 35, 36 a game. It's going to come back to bite you, but 52.5, and we watched this weekend, 52.5, 47.5, 50.5, 50.5. Guys, I don't care who you are. I don't care, you know, if you're Kentucky, Duke, one of the Blue Bloods. It doesn't matter. You can't give up 50.5 and expect to be taken seriously as a contender, even in this conference. It doesn't matter. 50.5. We have watched the offenses absolutely explode here. We get that. The offenses have gone wild here in the last couple of weeks. But you can't give up 50.5 and expect anything but just negativity to come out of it. Well, I mentioned Yale. They're going to go on the road here against Harvard. Here we go. Another big spot for Harvard up at Cambridge. Get yourself back to 4-4 in the Ivies. Knock Yale back to 4-4 in the Ivies. And now you open it up to get your playoff spot available. This is a massive, massive game for Harvard. Now, you could say the same thing about Yale. They could go to 5-3. They could kind of move up the rankings. And at 5-3, you're starting to look at this as almost securing your spot into the playoff field. Yale, it's a big game for them. Emotionally, how do they come off against this? Again, this is a Friday night game. It's going to be in Cambridge. That place is going to be crazy, but it's a 5 o'clock game East Coast time. It's not the 7 o'clock like normal. I expect that to it's still going to be a loud environment, but I expect it to not be as crazy as it probably would be. I'm not saying that kids drink on campus, okay? But maybe not as much for a 5 o'clock game as it would be for a 7 o'clock game. Harvard has to get this win. This is Harvard's season. I don't think you could drop to 3-5 and expect to get back into this thing. And I'm only putting the onus on Harvard because of what we watched them and what we've seen them do against a Cornell team that I thought was massively impressive. Harvard has plenty of games left, right? They have 7 games left on the schedule. I just don't know if you could put yourself 2 games under 500. You have 7 games to go on the schedule. If you lose this game, you're then 2 games under 500 with only 6 games left. You still have tough meetings at Cornell. You have to go at Dartmouth. You have to go to Princeton, and that's back to back to back. They have 3 games here all at home. Yale, Brown, Penn. You almost have to go 3-0. Get yourself above 500. Get yourself back into this conversation. As far as Yale goes, I want to see how they bounce back in this spot. And are they going to kind of run with Harvard and see if they could kind of outshoot them, or are they going to expose this defense that we've seen? Brown, Dartmouth, 3-4, 4-3. Here's a big spot for Dartmouth as well. Dartmouth is in a tough spot here because, you know, you look at what they have to do. They're 4-3, but they only have 8 wins on the year. So they played in a tough out-of-conference schedule. Maybe you could say that. And they're a little battle-worn. They will have 6 games after this one. Yale, Princeton, and Yale, Princeton at Cornell. Back to back to back. So to me, this is almost a must-win as well. You're at home. You will be favored in this game. Brown is a dangerous team. I get it. But Dartmouth's got to be looking at this and going, man, we're 4-3 right now. If we could get to 5-3 and we could win only one of the next 3 games, we're still in this thing. If they lose this game, they could go into that downward spiral. So I think it's a big game for Dartmouth. Penn, Columbia. Look, Columbia is just out of their realm. Columbia's been just getting absolutely smashed. Penn is playing better. They're 3-4. They need this win. They're at home. I fully expect Penn to win this game and win it very handedly. You look at Columbia, they lost. They've lost, you know, six games in a row here, giving up 83, 97, and 102 the last three games. 102, 97, and 83 the last three games. Before that, Harvard put up 73 in a 22-point loss, and 84 before that to this Penn team. They already played Penn. They lost 84 to 55, 29-point blowout. I think Penn crushes them here. I can see a 20-plus point blowout. I think Penn puts up 80, maybe 90 points. The Quakers cannot mess around. You can't have a lapse of a game. You can't look ahead on this kind of game. This is not one of those spots. You've got to go out there and absolutely crush them. I know they have Cornell the next day. Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's also at home. They have put up now 83-76 back-to-back weeks against Hartford. Against Columbia, like I said, they put up 84. You got to go out here, and you can't look. You just can't. You can't go back and look ahead here. This is a must-win spot, and not a must-win, a must-crush spot. If you're a sports bettor out there, I would worry about Penn pulling some starters late if it's going to be like a massive 20-point line, but watch that line. Might want to just do the first half. All right, Cornell, Princeton, the battle. Battle for first place, winner gets a huge edge up. The winner is in first place in this conference, looking at a regular season title. Princeton coming off of a loss. Cornell looking better. But again, we worry about that Cornell defense. This Cornell defense, when you're looking at and breaking it down, will be their undoing if they have an undoing. Their offense is undeniable. Their offense in their last five, six wins, let's see, 80. 102, 94, 88, 74, 86, 91, 96. When they win, they are scoring and scoring at a ridiculous clip. But folks, when they lose, they give up 95 to Harvard. When they lose, they go out there and they can't produce offense. 63 to Syracuse. They put up 68 to Princeton. And that is the game that we just watched. 75-68, where Princeton's defense was able to hold this team down. Princeton took this team and made them one-dimensional. Princeton took this team and said, we're going to play our style, and our style is not playing into the high 70s or 80s. Our style is keeping you under 70 points. They were able to do it once. Now, Princeton's defense just gave up 87 to Yale. They just gave up 90 to Dartmouth. So their defense in the last two games has not been pretty good. Cornell has got to force the pace here. Cornell has to be able to say, we are going to dictate the pace of this game and not allow you to do so. Now, going into Princeton, it's a tough game to do it at. It's a tough situation, but that's what Cornell has to do in this spot. They've got to push the envelope and make sure that this game gets into a shootout as opposed to what we just watched. Princeton then gets Columbia on Saturday in what will either be a bounce-back game or a, hey, you know what, now we got to go 2-0 and kind of really put the sledgehammer down. One of two ways. I think Columbia is in for a very long weekend, a weekend where Columbia could lose both games by 20-plus points or more. It's going to be a tough weekend for Columbia. Dartmouth against Yale becomes an interesting game. They're both 4-3 going into the weekend. It becomes an interesting game at Dartmouth. We're going to see if Dartmouth is for real. We're going to see if we should take this team for real in that spot. Brown, Harvard, dangerous Brown going into Harvard, up in Cambridge. Here we go. Harvard kind of can get back on track. They need a big win on Friday, come back with a big win on Saturday. We're going to be talking about Harvard in a completely different light. And Cornell goes to Penn. This is a tough spot because Cornell then goes to Princeton for first place. And if they win, they got to go take on a hot Penn team on the road. It's double on the road. Or if they lose, they could spiral out of control. Cornell can finish this weekend. They could be number one, feeling great about themselves, or we could be looking at a spot where Cornell has lost two in a row and other teams are coming to get them. A team like a Yale is coming to get them. A team like a Dartmouth is coming to get them. So we can be in a very interesting spot as far as the weekend goes when you're looking at what happens to Princeton, what happens to Cornell. Harvard's trying to stay alive as well. This is going to be a separating week. We've seen a tremendous amount of offense over the last two weeks. We've seen scoring go crazy. We have watched these teams score 50-plus points in a half. I expect a lot of the same this weekend. All right, guys, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the week. I'm Tom Barton. I'll be back right after this.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.